Live and Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. That's it. I just realized it after listening to Armstrong and Getty. That's why we're all supposed to stay home. They're fattening us up. They're fattening us up so we can just turn on each other and you take this the plumpest and the juiciest and the most succulent first. Oh, my God. They were just going crazy today. Yes. My God. I've been talking a lot to him lately, let me tell you. As we start the show on this National Day of Prayer, yes, it is the National Day of Prayer, I would like to share something with you. It's an oldie, but that's okay. It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favors. That was from George Washington down on bended knee back in 1789. The reason I've been talking to him is because I asked him to take my father to a better place. As some listeners know and people that follow me on social media, my father's been in hospice for a number of months. Well, just as I started the show yesterday, he passed away. My mom decided not to tell me until after the show. She knew that I needed some time before I shared with everybody, so I thank her for that. And I've kind of stepped away from social media for right now. So if you send me an email, if you send me a post, if you send me a message, tweet, whatever, I'm reading them. I'm not getting back to people. I read the direct ones, but I'm not actually on Facebook to read all the messages. But I appreciate your thoughts and your prayers, and I may sound like I have it all together, but, you know, me and the puppies, we cry, we cried a lot last night. You know, he was down to 60 pounds, and he's had a hard life with drugs and alcohol, and it's nice to say that after remarrying and my mom and later in life, he started to enjoy it. He started to have that life that he wanted until the dementia set in and started to revert back to the old ways. But there were a few good years there, so I'm happy to say that. But he truly is in a better place. I brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and I hope people take something away from it. That death is not something to be feared. Life should be enjoyed to the fullest. If you live your life in fear of dying, then you're not living. That's just the fact. You should be traveling. You should be trying new things. Maybe it is an adrenaline boost for those extreme action junkies out there, but maybe it's also just they want to live life to the fullest. We as a society right now are not living life to the fullest. And it breaks my heart to see how people are cowering. They're losing their businesses. People are taking their lives because they can't even go and out into public where they're supposed to be to learn how to heal, to see how other people live and enjoy and smile and laugh. And we don't get that right now because of a very few people, that we said, okay, you know, we're going to let you make the decisions for us. But remember, it's still our decision. Yeah, right. How do you like the age of AOC's Green New Deal right now? Because that's what they're practicing. That's what they're looking at. Compare Green New Deal about what we're going through right now. Air travel restrictions. Yeah, we got that. Free money for unemployment or unemployed. Yeah, we got that. Actually, they're paying you more than what people got on unemployment. Kind of as an incentive to stay home. Why go find a new job and we'll just take care of you? We're just printing up free money. Cut back on meat consumption. Every single one of them. Every single one of them saying we eat too much meat. You can give up your cheeseburgers. Well, if you like Wendy's, I think, didn't they run out of meat or something? Didn't they run out of burgers? Oh, chicken only? Free medical care. Yeah, we're seeing that for a lot of people right now. Well, it's free medical care because, well, for one thing, people just aren't being taken care of. We'll start looking at the numbers soon of how many people have died because they didn't get their heart surgeries, they didn't get breast exams, they didn't get their cancer treatments. They went for weeks without them. All because somebody said across the water at this organization called WHO that millions of people were going to die here in America. We've had less than 60,000 people die. But the economy has been crashed and this country has been shut down. Cut back on oil consumption. Well, we're not driving anywhere. Keeping us at home. Government control on both small and large businesses. Wow. There you have it. Every single thing that Democrats were pushing in the Green New Deal, they got their way. Because it is exactly what we're doing right now. And you are cowering underneath it. Cowering. I'm so disappointed. They tried it with pitting rich against poor. It didn't work. They tried it with pitting black against white. Didn't work. People didn't fall for it. They tried pitting Jews and Christians and Muslims against each other. Didn't work. So what do? We just shut everything down and show them the control that we have. Are you going to stand for it? I wish I had a business that was retail. I don't. I just, you know, I sell my voice. I do work for people. So that's, my business is open for business. But I wish I had a business that I could open up the doors and say, to hell with this. I'm open. A wonderful lady opened up. She didn't open it up to everybody. She had a clientele. Dee Goodman had an established clientele of people that she works on. She has a clean establishment. I know, I've seen it. Disinfects, sterilizes, cleans. Makes time between each person so they don't have contact with each other. Only the people who felt comfortable. Out of all of her clients, two people actually said no. I'll wait. But everybody else wanted to use her services. So she took the fines every day. Got fined $1,000 every day. Found out she wasn't going to be arrested because, well, that's unlawful to arrest her. So yesterday they pulled her business license. How miserable. I mean, people who want to work are being punished because of an overblown type of flu. It's a virus. It's a virus. It thrives in unclean conditions. Oh, well, imagine it attacking New York City. Have you been there? Have you seen the video of the woman wearing the face mask, pulling up her dress and crapping on the sidewalk? So we're going to keep law-abiding citizens shut down, but we're still going to let the homeless or whoever, drug addicted, mentally ill, wander the streets and just urinate and defecate wherever they want. Even more so now because there's no bathrooms they can go into because the businesses are all closed. That's how my father, passing away yesterday, got me to this point. How much time have you lost with friends and loved ones because of this BS that we're being put through? And when are you going to say it stops now? We'll just have to wait and see what Governor Sisolak says because, lo and behold, 3 o'clock this afternoon, he says he's got a plan for phase one to start opening. Boy, I can't wait for Jerry to be on at 5 o'clock. That's going to be a doozy. We'll be back after this. Your thoughts? Tell you who's coming up on the show so you can get ready with your phone calls if you would like. I'm going to ask some hard questions of, well, no, I'll tell you when we come back from this. On the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Thursday. Just one more day to the weekend, and you can have the weekend off if you're still working. 884-9910. That's the number to call into the show or text. You can text as well on that line, 884-9910. Or you can log on to our website today at 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, should people who snitch on people and businesses' names be made public? 63% of those participating said no. I mean, yes. Yes, yes, yes. 6% said no. 2% said who cares. 5% said no, the mainstream media will just portray them as heroes. That's pretty funny. To make extra money, I'm opening up my own wet market. Here's hoping the governor will stop by and try our signature Wuhan fruit bat tartare. That's very nice. That didn't answer the question, though. But there you have it. I would say the majority of people say that, yeah, their names need to be made public. Today's poll question, if you're not too busy and you'd like to participate today, anonymously, by the way, just saying. With all we now know about COVID-19, do you believe it should have been declared a pandemic? Do you believe it? Not what the media is saying, not what I'm saying. Do you believe that we just saw a pandemic? That we just saw fewer people die, which, you know, no death is acceptable for anything. But you know what? It's called life. And you don't get out of it alive. How you go is a different subject altogether. But we've had millions of people die from opioid abuse, from tuberculosis, heart attacks, heart disease, diabetes. Yet the economy was shut down for this little ditty. What do you think? With all you know, do you think it should have been declared a pandemic? And here's something for, you know, we've got the yes, no, and other. If you think that it shouldn't have been declared a pandemic, I'm thinking of that movie, Plandemic. Which is pretty funny because YouTube keeps removing it and they keep re-uploading it. Because the other day when I went on to watch it again, there was over, in just 3 days, there were over 2.5 million views. Now when you go on to it, there's like 34,000. And I looked at another one and there was like 54,000. So kudos to the people that keep uploading it so people can check it out on YouTube. But put in there if you want in the poll who you think should be blamed for it. I know we shouldn't play the blame game, but guess what? Sometimes you have to. So other people know what's going on. So other people understand what we're going through. At the hands of the who? Coming up in just a few moments, we will be checking in with Danny Tarkanian. Yes, Danny Tarkanian. He is running for office in Douglas County. We'll get a word with him, see how he would plan to go through things for a county. Because remember, your county commissioners can get together. Your sheriff can make the decision. I'd start looking at those elected representatives right now and asking them, why haven't you done this? Because mayors and governors don't have the lawful authority to shut down private business. They could open this back up. So if you live in a smaller community that shouldn't have been shut down in the first place, heck, that shouldn't have even been Washoe County. Should have shut down Clark County, that's for sure. But for everybody in the north, ask them why aren't they opening us back up? Why are they giving us, why don't we just do it? Should have done it yesterday, the day before that, and the day before that. But no, people seem to still just be waiting to hang on every word that Sisolak decides. Fear is a powerful form of crack. And boy, have they got you addicted. We'll be back with Danny Tarkanian after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this beautiful Thursday. Blue sky out there, supposed to be back up into the 70s today. Are you glad you live here? I sure am. Not too happy with the elected representatives right now because they're taking away our rights, but look at what's happening across the entire country, across the world. Cuomo is scolding anti-lockdown protesters, saying that they don't have the right to be out there, to be infecting people, to be protesting against the government, to be rallying. Yet while a business owner who just wants to work, imagine that concept since they want everybody just to live off the government, salon owner who wants to work opens her business so she can get money to feed her kids. Because remember all those independent contractors out there, still no unemployment for them. Still no unemployment for a lot of people who just should be getting unemployment. Imagine that. Texas governor, or her governor, is just completely slamming the judge who gave her this sentence. And the lieutenant governor, I love this guy, Dan Patrick, if you've ever watched him, he's going to actually pay her fine and serve her jail sentence. Thank goodness people stand up for people who do the right thing. People who want to work and just go on with their lives. Huh. That's funny. I haven't seen any or heard any elected representative, especially Republican, stand up for Dee Goodman. Nope. Haven't heard that in here. We are in a primary election, and you have to know who your candidates are in this primary. These are the people who will go on to speak for you. Do you think that they're going to actually speak for you? Or do you think that they're going to speak for themselves and political interests? Lobbyists, people who put money into their campaigns. That's why we are spending so much time trying to get the word out about the candidates. So joining us right now on the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk in Douglas County, running against Dave Nelson, it is Danny Tarkanian. Danny, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Monica. Looking forward to be on it.
So what would you want to bring to the office in Douglas County if elected for the county commissioner in District 1?
there's two things that differentiate myself and my opponent that I would bring to the commission. First and foremost, as many of you have watched what's gone on with the county commission the past couple of years, there's been a complete divide, passion divide, even in a fist fight in one of the meetings. There is no working together for the betterment of Douglas County. It's my way or the highway, and if not, you know, we'll take it to swinging punches or pushing people. I work really well with people. I've been able to bring people together to achieve really good results in virtually everything I've done in my life. And then the second thing, and I think just as important, if not more, is I have a good common sense approach to what needs to be done, understanding there's a cause and effect for everything. Saying no and voting no on every issue sounds good to the voters because they don't want big growth out here. They don't want to change this rural environment of Douglas County. But a lot of times when you vote no, it ends up hurting the county much more than if you would have voted yes. And my opponent votes no on virtually everything. One of two good examples is he was against the community and senior center. Did not want to see that funded. I think it's one of the crown jewels of the Carson Valley. In fact, I go there almost every day when it was open, as did my daughter and son. And there's so many seniors that go in there and get not only medical treatment, but food and exercise. I think it was something I would have voted on, and I'm glad that it passed. And the second thing is the parks development. In 2018, the county was going to get from the parks family all the land it needed to build the Mueller bypass, but cost it all to the county and not giving the Parks family any rights to build any new homes. And my opponent voted no against it. It was a deciding vote. I understand why he wanted to. He wanted to get more money from the Parks family to pay for the development. But what ends up happening is that there was already a lawsuit going on with the Parks family. They put the county in a tough spot, and they end up having the bad bargaining power and end up giving the Parks family 2,500 homes. So even though it sounds good, sometimes the cause and effect is much worse. And I think that's a common sense approach is what I'll bring to the Douglas County Commission.
So if you were already on the commission, what would you do about what's going on right now with all these small rural areas being closed up and not being able to make a living?
Yeah, I mean, I would do everything I can to try to wake the governor up and get him to treat the different counties differently in Nevada, because we all have a different way of how the coronavirus is affecting us and how we can stop the spread of it. Here in Douglas County, there's only 7 active cases of the coronavirus, and there's been no deaths. But at the same time, they've closed down the economy now going on 6 weeks, and they haven't opened it up. And in fact, they just sent the attorney general's office to close down a longstanding antique store here in Douglas County because she had the nerve to have a few customers in there so that she could earn a living. It's horrendous what's happening. It's horrendous what the governor's doing. And somebody in Douglas County, I know there are some people, Senator Sotomayor has been all over the governor about this, but I would be right there with them raising hell and trying to get this thing changed.
But with, I mean, as hypothetical, with the laws as they are, would you as a commissioner just bypass the governor and open up your county? Because you have the right to do that.
Well, then they bring in the attorney general's office and the enforcement from that division, and they end up arresting people. So I don't know. I don't think you really have the right. We're a Dillon rule state, which means that we have to follow what the state, each county follows what the state dictates. But there are certain things when they go over and above their constitutional rights, and then you need to follow something with the Supreme Court of Nevada to get a ruling on it. But you can't just unilaterally ignore the governor's orders and not have a court case to determine it, or the governor's going to send out the attorney general's office and arrest you, like, or close down the business like he did with the antique store.
So here's a question for you.
Yep.
Again, hypothetical. If you were a Douglas County commissioner, is there any regulation that is out there that is current that you would work to repeal? Because personally, I believe we are overly regulated from the city, from the county, from the state, from the federal, I mean, everything. It just seems like we can't get regular business done. Have you thought about repealing anything?
I, I agree with you completely across the board. I've been through Congress in the past. I understand the federal laws and how much they're infringed upon our individual rights. And state laws, including the one on the Second Amendment, I would be fighting to not follow that law that was passed because it wasn't implemented the right way, as Attorney General Axel did. I don't know which regulations in the county are overreaching and impeding our freedoms, but I know there's probably many, as you mentioned, and I will fight to get rid of all those. I believe very strongly in an individual's personal freedom, and you know that along with that, you have to take personal responsibility. But our country is based upon this personal freedom, individual freedom, and personal responsibility concept, and I would fight very strongly for that.
I know this is putting you on the spot, but have you signed the petition to recall Governor Sisolak?
No, I have not. I've seen them at the Costco, but we haven't stopped and signed it at all. Those things will not happen. He's going to be up for re-election in 2.5 years. He'll be campaigning in about a year and a half. We need to make sure we have a great candidate out there. He's well-funded, and we got to get behind him to beat him at the ballot box. The recall sounds good, and it makes people feel a little bit better, but they're not going to get the signatures. And even if they did, by the time they got it approved and through the court system, we're going to be almost into the next election anyways. We got to get a candidate, and I know there's a couple that are looking at a very strong, good quality candidate that would run against him, and we got to make sure he gets beat.
All right. Is there any place that people can go? Do you have a website, a Facebook page that people can find out more information about your campaign and your beliefs and donate if they would like to see you elected as
sure.
District 1?
They can go to TARK, T-A-R-K, for Douglas.com, and they can see where I stand for, and if they want to donate, they could donate there. I would just like to comment on the advertisement by my opponent before the show. He makes a claim that I said Trump endorsed me in this race, and it's a complete lie, and it's been lies that my opponent has been saying repeatedly. President Trump made a comment about what a good guy I was and how I support his America First agenda. I've used that quote in this campaign. It doesn't say he's endorsed me. He says I'm a great guy and I supported his agenda, which I did. In fact, in 2016, when I ran for Congress, I was one of the few Republicans running for federal office in Nevada that supported President Trump, and everybody else abandoned him, including our Senate candidate a few others. So mm-hmm. I use that quote because I think it says a lot about what he thinks about me, and I think it's very misleading and deceitful for that ad to be running.
Well, they have the right to run that ad. So it's...
They do. Well, you know, they do because the court system allows an incredibly wide range of freedom of speech under in political campaigns. But that doesn't make it right, and nor do I even think that that's the correct interpretation of the law. You should be able to run anything in a campaign that is honest and truthful, but I do not believe you should be able to run lies. And it's a complete lie. And the law says you can't run lies, and but you got to show that they knew it was a lie and that they had the intent to run it that way. And that burden is so high, it makes it almost impossible to do. But you should not be able to run deceitful lying ads in a political campaign. You should be able to run truthful ads. And that's what we do in our campaign. I think that's what the people want to hear, not the others.
Okay, website, one more time, T-A-R-K.
For, F-O-R, Douglas.com. So you spell out for, TARK, for Douglas.com.
Okay, that's always the hardest one to differentiate is it the number or are you spelling it out? Okay, all right, Danny Tarkanian. Thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck in your campaign, and I hope you get lots of hits on your website today.
Thank you, it was a pleasure being on. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Danny Tarkanian running for Douglas County Commissioner, and that is for District 1. Know your candidates, know the differences, know their philosophy and what's on their mind to take us forward. All right. We'll be right back after this as I try and get my protein bar away from my dog, which I just dropped on the floor, and I have a feeling I have to go chasing after her. So we'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this fabulous Thursday. Well, let me tell you, got some interesting news. The Nevada Secretary of State is inviting you to submit questions in the primary election about mail-in ballot process. They're going to have a Facebook Live Q&A session, and it happens on Monday, May 11th. So it happens on this Monday at 3 p.m. We'll put this information up on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com, so you have it if you would like to check into it. That's always good stuff. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. With all we know now about the pandemic, COVID-19, would you consider it a pandemic? Somebody wrote in and said, not a pandemic, a plandemic. Yeah. So far, only 18% said, yes, it should have been a pandemic. Pretty much the rest, nope. They see it as it is. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Mike this morning. Mike from Gardnerville. Hi, Mike. You want to something about the Douglas Community Center?
Well, Danny was on, and he's lying by omission. You know, with the voters voted two or three times against that center. So down in Gardnerville, and then the county commission overrode the voters. So I guess maybe he knows better. So that's, if you need somebody who's smarter than you, I guess, to vote for you, then you're going to vote for Danny, Mr. Las Vegas. But the people in Douglas County voted no for it.
So that's basically how everybody voted. You know, Republicans and Democrats voted no for the commerce tax, yet they passed it through the legislature anyway.
It represents more of that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If that's what you want, if you think you're too dumb, and then he's probably the right candidate for you, you know. And then, you know, he talked about the bypass. Well, that bypass is entrances for the homes. There's no reason for the county to be building that or having any funding going to that from the people for entrances for subdivisions and everything that are going to be built, you know. So, you know, and maybe we need development and stuff, you know, also that event center. If it was so great, why didn't Danny pay for it himself build it and make this money?
Yeah, at least the casinos themselves should, you know, the people who are going to be using it and benefiting from it.
If it was so profitable, they would have done that. But the problem is it probably won't be as profitable. It'll probably break even. And if it's not, now us, the people, with that $36 million bond, we're on the hook for it.
Yeah. Oh, and it's the same thing when it comes to building, you know, developments. It's when do the developers step up and have so much faith in their project and selling what they have that they take care of what needs to be done for development. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Mon. Mon's on the line. Hi, Mon. What would you like to make a comment about?
What is it with these gutless Republican politicians running for office? Danny Tarkanian is a gutless. I mean, that interview, it is so typical of what is wrong here in the United States. This society has been so pussified. They've got these gutless Republican politicians running for office. They're a bunch of scumbag lowlifes, and they
Mon. No name calling, but you know, everybody has their opinion. That's why I tell you that the primary is so important. You know, but talk to the people that is in your voting. Okay? Talk to your friends, your neighbors. What do you want to see for your community? You know, we're going to try and hit all the communities with the candidates, but that's what you need to focus on. And speaking of candidates, what happens when somebody tries to unseat a candidate that the majority of people beloved? Somebody trying to unseat actually a number of people, Democrats and Republicans, looking to unseat Mark Amaday. Well, we have one of his challengers, Jesse Hurley, will join us just after 11 o'clock, just after the top of our Fox newscast. And Jesse can tell us how he thinks that, you know, he can be successful in unseating a longstanding congressman, but also what he would bring to the table representing Nevada. You look at the records, you look at all the votes, but you also look at how they react to things. You know, a lot is being said right now about opening up Nevada, getting the job done. Should this have been a pandemic? I really haven't heard anything from Amade, except for the emails that I get. Little blurbs. It's interesting to see other congressmen and women fighting for their states, making their way onto the national stage, standing up to the Democrats. We'll be back after this.